I know how it goes, sweetie. You enter a state of arousal and excitedly pull on those panties, loving the way they feel against your skin, so much softer and sensual than anything society tells you you're supposed to wear. You put on something hot to watch, maybe listen to a particular audio, and enjoy yourself in the moment. It's wonderful. A moment away from everyone else, where you surrender to your passions and let yourself feel the erotic and honest joy that comes with embracing this part of yourself. But then it ends. And in that moment, all the positive energy escapes the room, covered in a mess of your own making. Something that just moments ago you told yourself you'd happily savor. You're now overwhelmed by shame, maybe a little disgust, and the thought that this experience wasn't positive at all. You take off the panties and hide them away, hastily clean yourself up, and run to the false embrace of something distracting, because you don't want to think of yourself as someone who enjoys dressing up like that. But then, later, you get horny again. You rediscover those urges, and the whole cycle starts again. I want to put a stop to that, sweetie. In this moment, since you chose to listen, you probably have no problem with me addressing you as a submissive man who likes to wear women's underwear. You appreciate that it's fun, it's exciting, and you know there's nothing wrong with it. You might be wearing them now, or planning to later. Either is okay. But in the back of your mind is that horrible, nagging doubt. This won't last. Once I come, I'll feel terrible again. You might also think that my cure for this is to lock you up and deny your release. And while we will absolutely get onto chastity in future, our goal here is to get you to accept your nature all the time. You don't magically switch between being into panties or not, just as you don't switch from being into your favorite food or not. Your desire to wear panties is always there. It just gets shouted down sometimes by negative feelings that hold you back. If you listen to my sissy acceptance audio, you'll remember that when I encouraged you to buy an anklet, the goal wasn't to keep you horny all day long, but to give you a small, subtle, easy reminder that enjoying this sort of thing is a part of you no matter where you go or what you're doing. And there's nothing wrong with that. Today, I want to expand on that and really drive it in deep into your mind that while yes, panties on a man are really hot and sexy during play, they can also be that same subtle, easy reminder that this is always a part of you, and that should be a source of strength and not shame. The problem you've got is that by putting them on for play and taking them off in that moment when you're feeling bad, you associate them with that negative feeling. So, before we do anything else today, take a moment to consider switching the dynamic. What if you took them off for play and put them back on afterwards? Aside from anything else, if they're a particularly nice pair, I don't really want them stained with your cum. So even though this isn't a jerk-off file, if you're wearing them right now, I want you to take them off, strange as it may seem. You'll get to put them back on when we're done, and as you do, you'll realize that you're not dressing up for something shameful, but stepping into the real you, ready to take on the real world. I want you to enjoy wearing them all day, every day. That doesn't mean you can never wear boxer shorts, or that you have to flash your thong at guys in the gym. But you don't really think anything of it when you pull on boxers in the morning. And I want the situation to be almost the same with your panties. except to state the obvious. I mean, they're just so much nicer than boxers, right? So if you're wearing them now, pause the audio and take them off. You can be naked or clothed, whichever feels most comfortable. If you've got some jewelry, keep that on. Pause now and get ready. So right now, I want you to relax, sweetie. Before anything else, stand up and stretch out your whole body. Do that now for me. You can go back to sitting or lying down in a moment, but for now, really stretch everything out. Toes, calves, hips, back, chest, all the way up to outstretched arms and fingers, as tall as you can go. Hold that for a comfortable moment. We're not trying to make you black out, and then sit back down. Take a deep breath and appreciate the looseness of your body now. Relax your neck, lay your arms and hands wherever's comfortable, and settle into whatever position you know you'll be able to stay in for a while without moving too much. Take a quiet moment to focus on your breath. Breathe in slowly and deeply through your nose, feeling your chest and abdomen expand. Hold that breath for a brief pause, and then exhale gently, releasing any tension as you breathe out. Continue to slowly breathe at your own natural pace. Don't force anything. Just let it happen as it would, as if you were closing your eyes at the end of a long day. Each inhale brings oxygen to the upper levels of your mind, and each exhale releases tension. Let go of any thoughts or distractions, allowing your mind to settle into the rhythm of your breath. Don't worry if other thoughts enter your mind. That's perfectly natural. Just let them fade and exit as easily as they entered, gently bringing your focus back to your breath. Inhale, feeling the air fill your lungs, and exhale, letting go of any stress or worry. Each breath is an opportunity to relax a little deeper, to be present in this moment. You are perfectly safe, supported by someone who cares for you, and in complete control of your own relaxation. You don't need to worry about consciously going into a trance. Just focus on relaxing, and I'll take care of the rest. Don't worry if you notice yourself dropping, and don't worry if you feel you're not. All you have to do is breathe and listen. The only thing you have to do right now is to be present and enjoy the relaxing process of listening to my words. Whether you feel deeply relaxed or just a bit more at ease, that's perfectly fine. Everyone responds a little differently, so know that there's no way to get this wrong. Just allow yourself to breathe naturally and let my words guide you. Trust the process and trust yourself. As we continue, let the gentle rhythm of your breath be your guide. Your body knows how to relax, and your mind knows how to drop into a deep trance. It will happen all by itself as you listen to me. If you're not already, and it feels natural, you can close your eyes. However, if you prefer to keep them open, that's perfectly okay too. You can focus on one sight, or simply stare into nothing. There's no wrong way to do this. Whatever feels most comfortable for you is your mind and body accepting that you don't need to be alert right now and adjusting to that reality. Whether your eyes are closed or open, you're exactly where you need to be, and you know you're in safe hands that want to guide you towards the simple, relaxing, and reassuring truth that you're worthy of accepting yourself exactly as you are. As you continue to relax, I want to start by making a point that you may not really have considered before, and that is the simple fact that wearing panties doesn't change who you are. This isn't about discarding your old identity, but embracing who you already are. This isn't a transformation, because you don't need one. This is an affirmation of the remarkable person you already are. Nor does wearing panties detract from your masculinity. That might sound strange, or maybe even a little unwelcome. But you understand the simple fact that being a sissy doesn't work without a male undercurrent. You need that masculine part of you to appreciate the excitement of embracing the feminine. If you were just a man, you wouldn't find any joy in wearing panties. And if you were just a woman, it wouldn't be very exciting. It's the duality of your nature that allows you to appreciate this. What's joyful about being a sissy isn't just that women's clothes are so much more fun than men's, but that dressing and behaving in a feminine manner while retaining elements of your masculinity is where all the fun comes from. This is you forging your own path of identity and expression, and just getting to the stage where you're comfortable enough with yourself to listen to this audio is a braver step than most men will ever have the courage to take. And I want to congratulate you on that. Really, this is a great thing that you're doing right now, because you have that masculine side. You are attuned enough to the act that even wearing a normal pair of cotton women's briefs is a thrill, because it's something you've been told it's taboo for a man to do. Women don't think twice about pulling on a pair of cotton panties, but you do, because you recognize it as a significant and exciting action in your day. Your identity as a sissy is rooted in both your masculine and feminine sides, and it's the combination of them in practice that makes you so special. And to be honest, the binary societal restriction on things like this isn't healthy. Men must wear boxers, and women must wear panties? That's ridiculous. Look at how many different ways we have of expressing a whole spectrum of gender identities nowadays. You're not simply one or the other. You have parts of both. And accepting that will allow you to stop feeling trapped inside a performance of one that doesn't truly encapsulate all that you are. If you picture this expression as a scale, with absolute femininity at one end, and absolute masculinity at the other, you are thoughtful and interesting enough to be somewhere in the middle, allowing yourself to take pleasure from combining the two, which is a really cool place to be. You have masculine traits, and you have feminine traits. The problem you have isn't that they both exist within you, but that your body only expresses one. Thankfully, you're here with me right now, so you can focus on my words and hear this as a clarion call in your soul. Your male body in female underwear is an expression of the entirety of you, the best version of you, the happiest version of you. Consider how many men around the world there are just like you who would benefit from wearing panties as an expansion of their personalities. Not brave enough to acknowledge that, and sadly, maybe never will be. By acknowledging and embracing your own need, you're ahead of the curve in understanding and prioritizing your well-being. The word need might be scary, but it shouldn't be. It is a truth that you don't just want to wear panties, but you do actually need to in order to fully accept yourself. You need air to breathe and water to drink, and you've never felt any fear about that. Panties and stockings, corsets and bras, butt plugs and chastity, lip gloss and eyeliner. They're not fun in opposition to who you are, but as a crucial expression of it. The realization of this need may bring about a range of emotions, and that's okay. You're an emotional being, and bottling that up won't help anyone. Allow yourself to experience and navigate these feelings. Embracing your need for panties in your life isn't a weakness. It's strong to recognize and acknowledge what makes you who you are. Just like air and water are essential for your physical well-being, wearing panties literally contribute to your mental well-being, because every time you wear them, you stop trying to deny a part of who you are. Every time the thought of wearing them so much as crosses your mind, remember that doesn't come from anyone else, but within you. And acceptance is a powerful step forward towards happiness. Wearing panties reflects your authenticity as a complex and rounded person. And every step in them takes you to a better place. You're a pioneer, recognizing the importance of self-acceptance and confidently stepping into a path of comfort and support. You are making a proactive choice that contributes to your overall happiness and well-being. This realization is profound. By acknowledging and accepting the support that panties provide, you're making the choice to walk a path where you can be more confident, more at ease, and ultimately happier than those men who haven't recognized this need in themselves. Feel the strength that comes with this awareness. You're not just wearing these panties. You're embracing a positive choice that places you in a position of sexual and emotional empowerment. Celebrate this and let it be a source of confidence, knowing that you're taking charge of your well-being and also setting a positive example. I want you to consider a scenario that's probably alien to you. A dominant woman who begins to explore that side of herself in the bedroom. She buys the boots with the steel stilettos, a PVC bodysuit and strap-on, and really goes to town on her partner, experiencing so many new thrills and experiences she never has before. But then afterwards, there's a moment of doubt and shame, because society keeps telling her she's not supposed to enjoy herself like this, that it's wrong for women to be dominant and sexually liberated. She wonders if that means she should stop, pack away the whips and cuffs and dildos, and never experience that joy again. Wouldn't you try to support her in this? Wouldn't you acknowledge her feelings and desires as a valid part of her, and encourage her to continue with her journey of self-discovery? You'd assure her that embracing these desires was not only valid, but extraordinary, and provide all the support you could. Think about the words of encouragement, understanding, and acceptance that you would share with her. Then realize that those same words also apply to you. If you'd support someone else in their pursuit of joy and authenticity, why not offer the same kindness and understanding to yourself? When you have moments of doubt about your feminine side, remember the words of encouragement you'd share with that dominant woman. Recognize the validity of your own urges and grant yourself the same understanding and support that you generously extend to others. And wouldn't she offer you the same support in turn? Just as she liked embracing a more dominant and masculine role in the bedroom, wouldn't she encourage you to embrace a more submissive and feminine one? Wouldn't she really, really love that you were open to that idea? Well, I'm here talking to you, aren't I? So, whenever you feel doubt or worry about wearing those panties, know that you have my full support. I want you to enjoy and embrace this as much as you deserve. I wholeheartedly accept this part of you and see it as part of what makes you special. And I'm not the only one who'll see you that way. Your journey towards self-acceptance and the joy that comes with embracing your uniqueness is important. In those moments of uncertainty, remember that you are supported, accepted, and cherished just as you are. Your choices are valid, and your well-being is the priority. Together, let's celebrate the duality in you that makes you special. Being brave enough to wear panties is a testament to your strength, resilience, and commitment to self-discovery. With my full support, you can embrace each step with confidence and pride. You are deserving of joy, and I'm here to stand by you as you continue on this empowering path. And all that aside, remember that this is fun. My God, how boring are the standard men's cotton boxer shorts? There's no one in the world who gets any joy from wearing them. No one who gets excited. No one who thinks of them as favorites. You've been walking on such a narrow path of traditional masculinity for so long, you never thought to look up and see just how vast the horizon is. You have the freedom to go in any direction you like, and this is the beginning of that. So appreciate the fact that when you wear women's underwear, it not only supports you, but brings a smile to your face. Forget the mundane. Life's too short to restrict yourself the simple pleasure of wearing underwear that makes you feel good. The horizon is infinite, and every move toward it is a celebration of your newfound freedom. Enjoy the journey, have fun with it, and remember that every single day is a chance to express yourself in ways that bring happiness and excitement. You're lucky to be able to realize this. You're strong to embrace it, and honestly, you're far more attractive as a result. Still in a trance, I want you to imagine looking at the panties and see wearing them as an opportunity. To recognize that changing into them after a session is a positive acceptance of who you are and the things you like. You can imagine doing it every day in the morning before you leave the house. You don't have to do it every day if you really don't want to, but you can. Anytime you want without fear or shame, because you know that wearing them brings out the best in you. All the disparate and seemingly contradictory aspects of your personality are brought together when you put on panties, and you feel amazing as a result. Drills make holes, ridges cross chasms, and panties make you happy. You're excited to put them on because it's sexy, but also because you now realize that it's in wearing sexy underwear that you find yourself. When you put them on, the trance will end and you can go about your day. But any positive feelings or realizations you've experienced here will go with you. This is exciting, but it's not some tawdry thrill. It's an honest expression of the real you, and that knowledge will comfort you every single time you pull them on. But just one more thing, sweetie. For a little while at least, when you play with yourself, I want you to take them off. Eventually, we'll get rid of those post-orgasm blues completely, but while they're still around, I don't want you associating them with this symbol of joy. Let them pass, and when you're ready, slip into the feminine and let that act bring you comfort. You'll still be able to dress up for sexy fun in the future, but you're beginning to realize that's not the only time you do it, because that's not the only time you're a sissy. And the more you appreciate that, the happier you'll be. As you slip into these panties, feel the gentle embrace they offer providing not just a physical caress, but also a sense of emotional reassurance. Imagine them as a hot companion, accompanying you on this journey with a comforting touch that goes beyond the physical. These are more than just undergarments. They're a supportive friend, understanding your needs and offering a sense of security. Put the panties on now, sweetie, and know that you are a better person for doing so.